From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Reformers and opposition groups in Iran worry that hardliners may use this week's Islamic State-claimed terror attacks to crack down on social media and renege on election promises of reforms and freedoms. Analysts say the systematic oppression of the Sunni minority has led a number of Iranian millennials to join Islamic State. Pundits and politicians took to the airwaves and social media to explain what Britain's election will mean for Prime Minister Theresa May and for Brexit. Sir Craig Oliver, the former director of communications for British Prime Minister David Cameron, shared his thoughts.
I think there'll be a huge post-mortem that will go on for a long time. Why did they make the mistakes that were clearly in the manifesto? Why did they take those gambles? Were they right to follow a strategy of trying to win over these 4 million UKIP voters while alienating liberal conservatives?
Brexit talks with European Union negotiators are scheduled to begin in 10 days. EU officials have warned talks shouldn't be delayed and have expressed their fear that with the government weakened by the election result, the talks could become even more complicated. A senior administration official and other sources say President Donald Trump is preparing to announce new policies toward Cuba that will likely roll back parts of former President Barack Obama's efforts to normalize relations. The official said presidential aides are finalizing their review of U.S.-Cuba relations and are expected to send recommendations to Trump and his national security team in the coming days. The president is expected to leave diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana intact. For updates, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. The hammer-wielding man who attacked police officers patrolling in front of Notre Dame Cathedral appears to have radicalized himself through the internet and was unknown to French police and intelligence services. Chief Prosecutor François Molins.
So it looks like we are in front of a profile of a neophyte, which the counterterrorism services fear as much as the experienced profiles. I have said it before and I can only repeat it today. The terrorist threat today is shapeshifting. At this time, we have been confronted by an internet threat, one that is carried out by decided individuals who want to carry out violent projects here when they have difficulties joining the war zone.
Comme une alternative à leur projet entravé, qu'il soit concrétisé ou non, de départ sur zone.
One police officer was slightly injured in Tuesday's attack. Mullins, who hasn't identified the suspect by his full name, did confirm that he was an ex-journalist who is legally living in France as a student working on his doctoral thesis. Police took to the streets in Caracas, Venezuela in force on Saturday. Small bands of opposition protesters came out to protest against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Videos from the protest show police using what appear to be tear gas canisters and firing guns with rubber bullets. The anti-government protests have gone on for over 2 months. 67 people have died, 1,300 have been wounded, and 400 have been jailed during police confrontations. Adam West, the deadpan Batman actor, who was the center of the beloved TV show, has died. West spoke about his 3-year role as the Cape Crusader on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
One record I have inside, probably noted, is the fact that I've played Batman more than any other actor alive at least 170 times. I've been out there fighting crime wherever I find it. Thank you very much.
Adam West died of leukemia. He was 88 years of age. Thousands of people from around the world packed Israel's streets of Tel Aviv for the city's annual Gay Pride March. The festival is sponsored by the city, which has promoted gay tourism in recent years, becoming one of the world's most gay-friendly travel destinations. It's one of also many gay festivals taking place globally this weekend. The festival is being billed as the largest event of its kind in the deeply conservative Middle East. Israeli police estimated that over 100,000 people were participating Friday, with many coming in from other countries. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.